Blog Talk
Hello.
Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, guys. It's Fran back with another episode of Angel Speech. How are you guys? Man, it's been a long time. I have really missed being on the air, and I have missed you guys, and I thank you for the comments, questions. I thank you for the emails. I thank you for you guys taking the time out to email me and let me know that you missed my show. Thank you. Thank you so much. I have been really, really busy, and I have been really, really blessed. And I am so thankful for all the things that are going on in my life. There's lots and lots of good things happening. So before I jump into what I'm going to teach today and what we're going to talk about and take some calls, I just want to tell you guys a few things about what is going on with me. The first thing is that you, if you have a question, you can call me at 646-716-6641, or you can jump into the chat room. There's a few people in the chat room already, which is cool. And I will get to your questions shortly. I just want to tell you guys about what is going on in my life. I've, again, been really, really blessed. I've had a lot of major changes, and I've had a few minor changes too, but I had some great things happen. I think the last time I was on the air, I only had the book Angel Messages for Everyday People. I now have 4 books in print. I have Angel Speaks, Volume 1 and 2, 10 Steps to a Higher Consciousness. I also have The Power of Prosperity. And these books have been given to me directly from Spirit. So basically, all of my writings come from Spirit. I've never considered myself to be a writer, but I can definitely tell you that the information that is coming through me is definitely information from my angels and from my helpers in the heavenly realm. And all of these books are like mini meditational books. They're not big, 300, 400 page books, but they're packed with great information to help you on your spiritual journey. And you can pick those up at Amazon.com, or you can always go to my website, www.angelswithfran.org. I have also been doing a lot of traveling and teaching, which is my passion and my purpose. I love it. I have been to lots and lots of places all over the United States and even internationally. I've been out of the country a couple of times to teach, and I am just so grateful for that. I have a lot of online classes, host of online classes that are actually, given to me by Spirit, and they help you on your journey and your path. Manifesting Miracles is a class that I've traveled to teach lately. It's 4 weeks of intense God consciousness. So it takes you from where you are to where you need to be, but it also changes your mindset in the process. And a lot of times what happens is if we get to a place where we are not growing spiritually or we feel like we're not moving spiritually, it's usually because of an energetic block or a conscious block. Sometimes it's a subconscious block. And you have to work to change those. So that's what the course Manifesting Miracles does. You can also find me and Daily Inspiration at my Facebook page, Angels with Fran. It is loaded, loaded, loaded with lots of good information. I just reached over 12,000 followers, and I am so thankful for that because that means that my light is inspiring other people to turn on their light, and eventually we will light the world. Everybody knows that's my favorite saying. Also, I have a Twitter. I have Twitter, and all of those links will be in my bio. You can, you know, find those later. But I just want to tell you that you can find me at Twitter. You can find me on blog, WordPress, which is Angel Speaks as well. And I just give out a lot of free information on YouTube because I really want to help you on your spiritual journey. That is part of my purpose. And as I help you, I'm helping myself. So that leads me to my quote of the day. You know, I always start the show with a quote. And the quote for the day is, forever is composed of nouns. Forever is composed of nouns. And that is an Emily Dickinson quote. And basically, your forever starts right now. So don't wait till tomorrow because tomorrow is not promised. If there's something that you want to do and your spirit is calling you to do something, get with it. Get going. Let's go now. All right. So before I take some calls and answer some questions in the chat room, I want to give you the message that the angels are giving me today. And the angels are talking really, really clearly about the power that you possess to change your life. A lot of times we get in a place where we feel very hopeless. We feel like there is no way out. We feel like this is it for us. We might as well just settle. You feel as if you can't go anywhere. You can't ask for help because maybe you feel unworthy of help from God or spirit. Maybe you feel like you have been trapped in a place and you feel like you're at a dead-end street. What the angels really want you to know today is that there is always a way. No matter what it looks like right now, no matter what you are going through, no matter what your circumstances are, when you ask God for help, when you ask your angels to help you, they immediately rush to your aid. Is the solution always apparent and relevant? Not always. But the minute you ask, the solution begins to take place. A lot of times we feel that we have to just continuously ask God and continuously ask, please, please, please help me. Please help me. And I just want to tell you that in my own personal experience, I have discovered that affirmative prayer works better than begging. Okay, so let me explain to you what I mean by that. Affirmative prayer is more of thanking God for your solution. So thank you, God, that I have enough money to put in my gas tank. Thank you, God, that my children are healthy and protected and loved. Thank you, God, that my home is blessed. You thank God affirmatively, and you speak the things into your life as if they already are, and you thank God for those things being as they are. Once you begin to do that, you will be able to see and recognize more clearly and more quickly your miracles. It happens. It just happens. Okay, when you're begging, what happens is that you are begging and you're coming from a negative place and a place of desperation. And it's very hard for the Spirit of God and the angels to work through a place of negative emotions and desperation because they may be giving you action to take, or they may be telling you, okay, so you should do this, or you should do that, or you should go talk to this person, or you should go talk to that person. And you don't do it because you can't hear, because you're so busy caught up in the despair and the negative action. So when you ask God for something, number one, you have to know that God hears you. By the way, God hears you. So it's just like you're talking to the person who's sitting next. God hears you. The second thing is that the minute you ask, heaven opens and the solution begins to form. So you don't have to ask again unless you feel like you have lost your faith during that process and you need to revisit that. Or, you know, you can ask as many times as you want. God doesn't say, you know, just ask me once. But I have learned from personal experience it is more effective to ask and then to give thanks and then to move on to the next thing and wait with expectancy. That's just my own personal realization and my own things that I've done to change the course of my life. So this lady that's in the chat room, Nancy N., asked me, why would we pray to angels and not pray to God? That's a good question, Nancy. I'm glad you asked that question, and it's a question that I answer a lot. The angels are the hands, the feet, the eyes, the messengers of God. God and the angels are not separate. So you don't have God here and the angels here. They are one. They were created by God. They were created to help him. They were created to praise him. What happens is that you can think of the angels as God's workers. So there are many, 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 many angels. There are thousands and thousands upon thousands upon thousands of angels. And they all come to assist you when you need them, when you ask for them. They respond to your spoken word. And you have to ask the angels and God to intervene. Because we are created with free will, the angels will not just intervene just because. So we're given an angel to keep charge over us in all of our ways. So I guess let me go back a little bit. There have been instances when people were in danger and they asked for help and the angels come immediately. You have to ask for help. It is important. You have to ask. Without asking, it just is not going to happen. The word says ask, believe, receive. If you read your Bible or are familiar with your Bible, the angels are mentioned in the Bible numerous times, and they are the messengers of God. One of my greatest stories or my favorite stories are when the angel was sent to Daniel. And I just love the fact that you have the power because you are connected to the Spirit of God and the divine spirit within to actually call for help and receive that help. So we don't pray to angels. Angels are God's assistants. So you think about the doctor and the nurse. You know, that's how your angels assist you in your life. And plus, they want to help you succeed. They want to help you. So just think of you calling God and God dispatching an angel. That's the connection. So thank you for that question. I hope that that helped, and I hope it explained a little bit more about the connection between God and the angels. I write a lot about that in my blogs, and I do a lot of videos about that because a lot of people are very interested in that. So thank you for that question. Okay, I'm going to take one more question in the chat room, and then I'm going to take a phone call. This question is from Terry C. And Terry said, how long have you had the gift of sight, and when did you know you had the gift of sight? Okay, that's an interesting question, and thank you for that as well. I was born with what was called in the church, and what is still called in the church, a gift of discernment, which is where I see, feel, and I hear the voice of God, the voice of the angels. I have a gift of touch. I have a gift of feeling. I can touch people's hands and get information about their lives. Or if I'm in the presence of someone long enough and there's something going on, I get information about that, about how to help them. It was a gift that I was born with. A lot of people take classes and they learn to be intuitive and to listen to their intuition. But the truth of the matter is that we're all born with the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is connected to us. It runs through our very being. It is who we are. And sometimes some of us choose to listen more carefully than others, and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we tune it out because we don't want to hear. And so I have the ability to see, hear, and feel what is going on with people with the gift of discernment. I did not realize what was going on with the gift until I was like maybe 13 or 14 years old. I didn't really realize that it was a gift. To me, it seemed more like a curse because it made me abnormal. It was very hard for me to keep friends. I knew stuff about people I shouldn't know, on and on and on. I grew up in a very strict, structured religion where it was not practiced in that religion, so it was very difficult. About the age of 13, my mother and grandmother let me know what was going on, and we began to seek out spiritualist churches. And at that point, I began to operate within my gift in the church. And so moving to now, I worked in corporate America for many years. And I never was happy. I made tons of money. I had tons of stuff, but I was not happy. When I was removed from my job and told that I had something to do, that I had a life purpose to fulfill, and that it was time for me to get on with it, I was still very miserable until I really realized that this was my purpose and that God had a plan for my life. So now I use my gift of discernment to empower and inspire other people to connect with the gift of the Holy Spirit within them. And I love it, and I have clients all over the world, and it has grown from just this really, really small thing to a very, very large, intense thing that has nothing to do with me because I am just a vessel. So that's kind of my story. You can always read up about me or find more about me on my website. It's just natural to me now. It's who I am. So I've embraced it, and it feels good, so I enjoy what I do. Thank you for the question. All right, I'm going to take a call here. They've been waiting for a long time.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Fran. I love getting to speak to you, and I really needed to hear what you were talking about.
Oh, good.
I would also like it if there was any messages from the angels.
Okay. Did you just want, Jill, did you have a specific area that you wanted me to look at, or are you just in general?
I'm working on creating some things in my life, so if the angels brought up what I'm working on, it would really mean a lot to me.
Okay. All right. So let me see what they're telling me. So the first picture that they showed me of you is you sitting with, and this is symbolically, of course, you're sitting with your hands in your head. You know how we sit like, oh, God, I got to figure it out. You understand what I'm saying? How we have our hands on our forehead and we're like, oh, geez. Like kind of frustrated, like we get frustrated. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What they're telling me is that you're trying too hard to make the pieces fit. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So if you would go with the flow of things, if you would just kind of go with the flow, what you are supposed to be doing is really already in divine order. It appears that it has taken a little longer than you would like for it to take, but really the timing is perfect. If you would just kind of step back, maybe take like four paces back, symbolic paces, just kind of take some breaths and move back and look at what you've already done, you will realize that you're on the right path. And then if you don't push so hard, you leave opportunity for the right person or people to come to you and help bring this to fruition, is the word they're telling me. So is what you're doing something you can do alone, but it would be easier if you had someone to kind of direct you with it? Does that make sense?
If I had someone to help me divert me, is that what you said?
No. Direct you. Like if someone came to you and said, you know, hey, I see what you're doing. I know, but you know what? Have you ever heard of this? Like it's almost like you need like a springboard to jump off. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like someone's opened the door. That's what I'm hearing. Like you need it, but I feel that is all going to come together once you kind of exhale a little bit. I see that by the time it starts to get cold, I don't know where you are, if you're where it's hot all the time, but by the time it starts to get cold and we need a jacket, you will have like so much inspiration about how to get this out that you'll be amazed. Also, let me ask you a question. Do you have a woman that is close to you that is passed over in spirit, a grandmother, a mother, someone a little older?
I have two grandmothers and some friends.
Okay.
And relatives.
All right. Okay, so let me tell you something about this lady. This lady is a gardener. Like, she likes flowers and she likes her yard. Does that sound like somebody you know? Like, they planted flowers. They like outdoors.
Not sure.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you what she's given you. And it could be a spirit guide, but they're older. They're an older person. And they're planting these seeds, and this could be a symbolic message. They're planting these seeds, and I think it's symbolic to what you're doing, what you're trying to bring forth. What you're trying to launch is what they're saying, what you're trying to launch. And they're planting these seeds, and they're saying if you just continue to water your seeds, they will grow. Don't become frustrated and don't get impatient. It will happen. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So whomever this woman is helping you. So you might want to spend some time in the silence and ask who she is and how she can direct your path, because I feel like she's going to help you.
Okay.
Okay?
Does it feel like a friend energy to you?
It feels like someone who's close to you. It doesn't feel like, at first when she came in, I thought it was maybe a mother or an aunt or I think just grandmother because she's not that old, but it feels like someone that's close to you, someone you can trust.
Okay.
Do you know who that person is?
No. I was getting messages for a while, personally, straight to me, but it just seems like, why did they do that? Because it's not happening, so it seems like they're just messing with you.
They're not messing with you. Sometimes we get clouded. And sometimes, you know how I look at it, because I feel the same way you feel sometimes. Believe it or not, I do. And I hear really clear. But I want to tell you this, that sometimes what happens is that the universe has to align things to make things happen in our lives. So when they bring it to us, we think, right now. Right now, it's going to happen right now because I really need it to happen right now. But in our reality, almost like here's a glimpse, we're working on it. Be patient with us. And being patient is the hardest thing to do, especially when you're waiting on a spirit to move, because they don't move in our time. They move in their own time. And what's a minute to us what's an hour to us is a minute to them. So I want to encourage you not to get discouraged, because I do feel like by the time it's chilly, you will have a breakthrough. And you will know exactly how to finish what you started. So don't get discouraged. It is your path, and you need to do this. So just hang on. That's what they're telling me to tell you. Please email me and let me know how it turns out, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, okay, I want to kind of talk about that call just for a second. I hope she's still listening. Sometimes we ask for things and we want them now. I know that I have been in the past very impatient, and I've learned a lot of lessons about being impatient because, you learn a lot of hard lessons when you're impatient. Not friendly lessons, not nice lessons, no, they're not. Okay, they're hard lessons. Patience is hard. I just want to tell you, I wish I could tell you patience was easy, but it's not. So you have to understand that when you ask, God is working. I mean, there's no doubt about it. God is moving. God is working. The second you ask, God is moving in your life. So sometimes we just have to find things to be thankful for. Start to give thanks about the things that are going right in your life. Start to give thanks or that you think is going right in your life or that you see in your reality that's going right in your life. And I guarantee you that if you do that, what will happen is that God will begin to bring you more things to be thankful for. It's law. It is the law of the universe. Okay, I have another lady that's been in the chat room for a long time. Her name is Ashley S. And Ashley said, do you ever get afraid that what you are hearing is not correct? Well, here's the thing, Ashley. What I have done is I have prayed and asked that I don't operate in any form of ego. I have set my ego aside. So the messages that I get come through clearly, and I set my physical mind aside. So a lot of things that I get, I don't remember. People may come back to me and say, oh, my God, you said, and oh, my God. But I just allow the spirit to use me. So I don't put any Fran in the messages. Now, sometimes Fran's personality is in the messages, but very rarely. It's usually the personality of the angel that I am dealing with at that time, or if we're talking to or someone has a message for that person directly, it's that person's personality, not usually mine. I humbly stand in awe of this gift, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is God, it's not me. So I can take no credit for it. The only thing that I can say is that I've allowed myself to be used, and I'm very thankful for that. And it's no different than a writer who allows himself to be used, or a teacher, or anyone who has a gift that they're sharing with the world. It's kind of the same exact thing. And I'm just very thankful to be able to share this gift with the world and to help people. Sometimes who can't, afford to get a one-on-one session with me or coaching by giving away a lot of things that I give away for free, like the Facebook and the Twitter and the YouTube and this radio show. I love answering you guys' questions. I love talking to you. So they're telling me to wrap it up here. So I will be back on next week, and you can catch me at www.angelswithfran.org. Make sure you get my books, Amazon.com, Angel Speak, Volumes 1 and 2, and 10 Steps to a Higher Consciousness. Sign up for my email list so you don't miss important, free, good, soul-stirring, conscious-elevating information. I love you guys. Thank you. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Much love, guys.